Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, July 23rd, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. A little over a year ago, United responded to AFA advocacy for a password option for trading. Flight attendants may choose to lock their line from others entering a trade and/or ANP PTO requests on their behalf. The locking function, available through TradeKey, may be activated or deactivated at any time. Many AFA members have reported the benefits of this function, particularly the fact that they have been able to resolve the possibilities of any inadvertent trade misunderstandings between flight attendants. In order to review how the TradeKey function works, you can read this article in the schedule section of www.unitedafa.org. Lock and trade key function. The issue of how to maintain the contractual flexibility of unlimited trades between flight attendants while protecting the integrity of the process has long been a discussion for your local presidents who make up the United Master Executive Council, the MEC. In May of last year, AFA conducted a system-wide vote to determine whether to pursue a change to our trading process. The majority of voters determined we would move forward with a modification to our trading process. Effective October 26, 2009, United implemented automation to reflect a change to the trading process. All trip trades processed are now awarded consistent with the letter of agreement between the company and AFA that was the result of the system-wide vote to modifying the provisions of Section 9G and change the trade process. As of the effective date, a flight attendant attempting to trade into an ID position she or he previously traded away will receive an error message, RJ55-ID POS, previously traded away, and the trade is rejected. This applies to all trades between flight attendants, RDO trades, trades with open flying, and charter trades. The restriction is specific to the same day, ID, and position. For example, if Patty Stone trades out of ID 5361, position N, on the 30th of April, through any means of trading, she cannot trade back into ID 5361, position N, on the 30th of April. She could trade into any other position on ID 5361 on the 30th of April. Patty could also trade into any other day of the month where ID 5361, position N, is available. At any time, she is only restricted from trading back into the specific ID, specific position, and specific date of the trip that was in her line prior to trading. In the past, Section 9G provided unlimited trades between flight attendants. Flight attendants have been able to undo completed trades due to a change in personal circumstances simply by trading trips back. Trading back into the same ID position is no longer an option. We strongly encourage all flight attendants to exercise caution when entering into trades. Turbulence is an occupational hazard that we all take very seriously. With the recent severe turbulence resulting in flight attendant and passenger injuries on the Dulles to Los Angeles flight 967 this week, it is a good time to remember that every day we fly, when it comes to cabin safety, place yourself and your flying partners first. It is only through these efforts that we may fulfill our duties as safety professionals for the passengers in our care. To minimize injuries caused in turbulence or chop, buckle up if a seatbelt is available and stow all but necessary service components when the service is over, especially carts full of coffee pots and glass bottles. It may not always be possible to receive warning of turbulence or to return to your jump seat when turbulence hits. FAOM pages 14.20.1-3 cover the precautions we can take against turbulence injuries, starting with pre-departure crew briefings through the actions we should take during turbulence. FAOM page 14.20.3 states that when we confront moderate chop to severe turbulence, in order to protect ourselves, we must discontinue the service, set the cart brakes, leave the cart at its present location, and sit in the nearest available seat or on the floor if necessary. If turbulence persists through descent and the prepare for landing announcement is made, the cockpit should direct flight attendants to remain seated, and we should immediately advise the cockpit if the cabin and galley are not secured for landing. Bottom line, protect yourself. In other safety news, due to safety concerns, all complementary power adapters are being removed from non-IPTE 777 airplanes. If you find the adapters on board your three-class non-IPTE 777, do not distribute them and leave them for removal by cabin service. If you have any questions, contact your local council safety representative. The current partnership program ends on August 30th. A new six-month program is available with a program start date of August 31st, 2010. Bids for the new program start date will close in 6 days on July 28th. All current partnerships will need to be rebid if you wish to continue them. And if you are not currently taking advantage of this schedule flexibility and wish to, you have time to place a bid on file to participate. Additional information on the program and a link to United's partnership bid page is available in the schedule section of www.unitedafa.org. As we address with Congress critical issues for flight attendants like prohibiting the outsourcing of our jobs, and as we work to keep or increase the number of representatives who support our issues, we need to increase voluntary contributions to FlightPAC. This is our AFA Political Action Committee that operates entirely on voluntary contributions to support candidates who champion the issues that are important to our jobs as flight attendants. A FlightPAC payroll deduction form may be downloaded and printed from the Government Affairs section of www.unitedafa.org. Simply fill out the form and mail it to our Government Affairs Department to begin or increase your contributions. Corporations outspend us at an exponential rate, but that does not deter our friends from representing our issues and the issues of working families. With FlightPAC, we can help get these representatives in place and surround them with others who will fight for our issues. Take a minute and sign up for this critical contribution today. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.